Greetings, readers. Welcome to the February edition of Library News. The Iowa Center for the Book has announced the titles for 2021's All Iowa Reads. The Iowa Center for the Book has been selecting an adult book for All Iowa Reads for over 15 years, and a few years ago, they expanded the program to include a kids' book and a teen book. The adult selection is Little Faith by Nicholas Butler. Lyle is happy when daughter Shiloh returns to his rural Wisconsin home with her six-year-old son, Isaac. He's also uneasy as Shiloh has become deeply involved with an extremist church, and the devout pastor courting her is convinced Isaac has the spiritual ability to heal the sick. The teen selection is Patron Saints of Nothing by Randy Rebai. When 17-year-old Jay learns his Filipino cousin and former best friend June was murdered as part of President Duterte's war on drugs, he flies to the Philippines to learn more. The kids' selection is Pie in the Sky by Remy Lai. Knowing very little English, 11-year-old Jin Nguyen feels like an alien when his family immigrates to Australia, but copes with loneliness and the loss of his father by baking elaborate cakes. The library has all three of these books in Braille, audio, and large print. Call the library today to request one. We need your help. April is National Volunteer Month, and the library would like to thank and acknowledge our many volunteers during that month who generously donate their time and efforts to the library. The library has many behind-the-scenes volunteers who help with narrating books, Braille transcription, editing, shelving and processing books, and much more. And each year, we have hosted the Elizabeth Perowski Volunteer Luncheon to honor our volunteers for the work they have done throughout the year. We have not been able to do an in-person event to say thank you due to current restrictions. Even with these restrictions, we have volunteers who are still assisting our library in providing services and resources to our patrons all across Iowa. This is where you come in. We would love it if you, as a library patron, could send a thank you message to our volunteers. There are multiple ways you could do this. You could send a card through the mail to the library, compose an email message, or leave a phone message. All messages will be distributed to our volunteers. We want to make sure our volunteers know how much we appreciate all the work they do and want to highlight in April everything they do throughout the year. Please send cards to Iowa Library for the Blind and Print Disabled, 524 4th Street, Des Moines, Iowa, 50309. Please send email messages to library@blind.state.ia.us. Please call 515-281-1387 to leave a voice message. Thanks.
Now for the top 10 nonfiction books downloaded on Bard. A Promised Land, DB100966 by Barack Obama. The first volume of Barack Obama's presidential memoirs recounting his journey from youth to president of the United States of America. He discusses his early aspirations, the trajectory of his political career, landmark moments of his first term, and reflections on American politics. Bestseller. Murder of Innocence, DB101365, by James Patterson, Max DeLillo, and Andrew Burrell. Two true crime cases. In Murder of Innocence, dozens of women have fallen for rich, charming, good-looking Andrew Luster. But Andrew's a predator, and it'll take a global effort to put him behind bars. In a murderous affair, a rookie FBI agent may have impregnated his informant, who then disappears. No Time Like the Future, An Optimist Considers Mortality, DB101333, by Michael J. Fox. Memoir of the actor and author of Lucky Man, DB54265, who has lived with Parkinson's disease for 30 years. He shares personal stories and observations about illness and health, aging, the strength of family and friends, and how our perceptions about time affect the way we approach mortality. Green Lights, DB101312, by Matthew McConaughey. Memoir from Academy Award-winning actor in films including Dazed and Confused and Dallas Buyers Club shares his experiences and his philosophy on life. He described green lights as the times when the universe gives us permission to try new things. Bestseller.
The Last Days of John Lennon, DB101366, James Patterson, Casey Sherman, David Wedge. During the Beatles' controversial 1966 American tour, John Lennon had complained, "You might as well put a target on me." The Nixon administration did just that, putting Lennon under FBI surveillance. Laments that the agents' intent focus on the star himself prevented them from detecting Mark David Chapman's ever-growing obsession with the man. Nala's World. One man, his rescue cat, and a bike ride around the globe. DB100977. Dean Nicholson, Gary Jenkins. Memoir of a Scottish man who set off on a trip to cycle the globe. In the mountains of Bosnia, he was followed by a small abandoned kitten and decided to take her along his journey. The answer is Reflections on My Life. DB99678. Alex Trebek. Longtime host of the TV game show Jeopardy shares stories of his life and career. Alongside anecdotes about the show and its contestants, he discusses marriage, parenthood, spirituality, education, philanthropy, and his own battle with cancer.
She Come By It Natural, Dolly Parton and the Women Who Lived Her Songs, DB101091, by Sarah Smarsh. Explores how the music of Dolly Parton and other prominent women country artists has both reflected and validated the harsh realities of rural working class American women. Shows Parton's evolution as an artist, businesswoman, and icon. Melania and Me, The Rise and Fall of My Friendship with the First Lady, DB100957, by Stephanie Winston Wacoff. The author discusses the long history of her friendship with Melania Trump that predated her marriage to the president. She then recounts the events and accusations that led to the disintegration of the relationship, includes behind-the-scenes insights into the key moments of Melania's tenure as First Lady. Murder Beyond the Grave, DB100126, by James Patterson. Two true crime cases from Discovery's Murder is Forever. In the title entry, Stephen Small has a Ferrari, fancy house, loving wife, and three boys. But what he needs is enough air to breathe. Kidnapped, buried in a box, and held for ransom, Stephen has 48 hours of oxygen. Also includes Murder in Paradise.
The library is celebrating Braille during the month of February. Braille literacy equals independence, confidence, and success, and ensures our students are successful in education, future careers, and independence. Braille is a method of reading and writing that is equal in value to print for sighted people. We strive to ensure that our students and patrons have access to Braille to use for reading, writing, and gathering information. Whether curling up with a good book or writing a report, we want to recognize the importance of Braille literacy. This is why we are excited to be a part of the Braille Challenge and to celebrate Braille this month. The Iowa Regional Braille Challenge is quickly approaching. Testing for students will be held during a remote testing window of February 1st, 2021 through February 28th, 2021. The Braille Challenge is the only academic competition of its kind in North America for students who are blind or visually impaired. Braille Institute developed the Braille Challenge to motivate students to practice and hone their Braille literacy skills, which are essential to academic and employment success.
We have a lot planned to help us celebrate Braille and the Braille Challenge. A virtual opening ceremony for the Braille Challenge will be held on Monday, February 1st at 6:30 p.m., where we will open the Braille Challenge testing window, honor the participants, and show them our support. A virtual award ceremony for Braille Challenge participants, their families, and educators will be held on Saturday, March 27th at 10 a.m. to help us celebrate their accomplishments and announce the winners. The library will also be providing parent virtual sessions on February 8th, 15th, and 22nd at 5:30 p.m. to go along with the Braille Challenge and our February celebration of Braille. Here are the topics. On Monday, February 8th, we will discuss how students can use Bookshare and Bard, Braille audio reading download. On Monday, February 15th, we will talk about Braille Tech, e-readers, note takers, and more. On Monday, February 22nd, it's Get to Know Your Youth Library and Librarian, programs, services, and opportunities.
The Braille Institute will also be offering a Braille Challenge webinar series. The Braille Institute is a nonprofit organization whose mission is to positively transform the lives of those with vision loss. They offer a broad range of programs, classes, and services for students of all ages. These are free to attend and open to all. Webinar topics include information about new Braille technology, Lego Braille bricks, and other new innovations to help students with their Braille.
And to help us celebrate the Braille Challenge and Braille literacy, we are pleased to work with Raygun this year for the Braille Challenge t-shirt. All proceeds will benefit the Friends of the Iowa Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped in future Braille challenges. All shirts are crew neck and short sleeved. The shirts are a heather red with white lettering. The front of the t-shirt says in print, hashtag Braille Iowa. The back of the t-shirt says the same thing in Braille. All adult sizing is unisex and all shirts are $15. T-shirts will be mailed to the address you provide on the order form. Participants of the Braille Challenge will be provided with a shirt. Orders for t-shirts can be placed until February 10, 2021. Contact the library for information.
And don't forget to go beyond the book with The Two Lives of Lydia Bird by Josie Silver, DB 98810, a contemporary romance about Lydia and Freddie, who had been together for more than a decade when Freddie died in a car accident. Deeply grieving, it takes time for Lydia to take the first steps to move on. But in her dreams, she has another chance at her old life with Freddie. Since Valentine's Day is coming up, a romance seemed as an appropriate choice. Call the library to request this book.
Join in the fun coming to you from the playground at the library. On February 8th for Makerspace Monday virtual event, we will get tangled in string art. This is very special string art as it has a message on the outside in Braille. On February 20th, STEM and Stories Saturday, we will meet a real-life superhero himself, Jake, who is a fireman and EMT. He may even teach us a few tips on how to be safe in a fire. Our new program, Braille Babies, for children ages 0 to 4 and their caregivers, started in January. It is the third Saturday of the month at 11 a.m. Last month, we had fun learning about the Braille cell, letter A.1, and we sang and talked all about opposites. And since we don't want to leave anyone out, grown-ups also learned about a parenting tip.
And don't forget about these ongoing events and programs at the library. IDB Read Western on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 10 to 11 a.m. And we have a new time and day for our Cozy Mystery IDB Read. Starting on Wednesday, February 10th, we will do the Cozy Mystery IDB Read on Wednesdays and Fridays from 10 to 11 a.m. Call the library to get the conference call number. Tech time every Wednesday from 8 to 11 a.m. Call Tyler at 515-452-1343. Hooked on Books, every Wednesday afternoon from 4 to 4:30 p.m. This virtual program is offering a relaxing Wednesday afternoon of games, story time, and easy STEM activities. This program is all about youth exploring the unlimited world of creativity through play and will be full of surprises. Activity kits provided.
Library Chat, the library's newest podcast. Listen to conversations about books, reading, and other podcasts. In January, we talked about our thoughts on New Year's resolutions and the podcast Happier with Gretchen Rubin, episode 307. Extended phone and virtual library hours on Monday, February 8th until 8 p.m. and Saturday, February 20th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Please don't hesitate to contact the library with any questions or comments at 515-281-1323 or by email at library@blind.state.ia.us. The library is open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Happy reading!